Neil Haley Show. And, you know, anytime I get to talk to somebody from Clubhouse, it's just reminisce time. And I met so many amazing people on Clubhouse, then I decided to create Clubhouse for myself by my podcast. But I never streamed it live like I decided the last month and a half. Now you can see that this is all I do all day is interview people. So I'm excited to welcome Julie Riga back to the program. We had a good conversation on Clubhouse back in the day, and you have made a push with your growth of your podcast, with your coaching business, that you're like, okay, now it's time after your career and learning business to do this yourself. And you were an author before that, but we're just going to quickly just touch base with the latest projects. How are you, Julie?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me on. I'm so appreciative of everything that you're doing. So thank you.
Well, I'm going to just compliment you because I see you all the time on my LinkedIn feed. And you've hit me up and I've been like, oh, I'm busy. I've just been impressed of what you're doing. So tell me first about the podcast.
Yeah. So about 2 years ago, I started a podcast called Stay on Course: Ingredients for Success. And I've interviewed thought leaders on their ingredients for success, really in a specific niche area of whatever they're interested in talking about, and just riffing on what are their 3 to 5 ingredients for success. Every episode, I ask them what their favorite food is. I bring my father's little flavor into that as well. And I'm just having a lot of fun with it. It's a lot of work, but I've done over 52 episodes and I'm not giving up. Although I may not post as much as I need to be posting, I'm definitely on a journey of podcasting and I'm watching the numbers grow. So that's fun.
And that's the process. It takes time. Over 20,000 plus interviews, 15 years will be in January. Now continuing to build out more syndication. Even we have a radio show station in Australia now. And it's just, we just keep growing. But what we do is we persevere and we move forward. Now, live streaming, I did it just for 1080 quality HD video. And then I said, wow, this is working. And now Twitter X is on fire. So you guys are checking me out now on Twitter. I guess they're giving the hearts and all that stuff like back in Periscope days. And I don't have time to look at this, but thank you for tuning in. It's amazing what's happening, but that's a podcaster. You put it out and you decide to have those conversations and love podcasting. What do you love most about podcasting?
I love the energy that happens between me and my guests. And when I show up, and I really now understand the purpose of the host. And we all think that we're there to talk, right? But a good host is really there to listen. Yeah. And because that's where the next question comes from. As you're listening, the next question pops up into your mind as the person is speaking. And if you're listening very deeply, you can find the really good question asked next.
And that's the whole power of a journalist. The best journalists, from Oprah to Barbara Walters to, I'll even go Sean Hannity, I'll go to, you know, I used to go different extremes, Howard Stern, they ask the best follow-up questions, Dan Patrick. And that's the thing that podcasters miss. They have a series of questions and they think, oh man, I got to ask every one of them. And that's not the case at all. And you don't even know where you're going to go, because the power of podcasting to make money, and I'm going to give you this secret as I give everyone else, it's not your advertising, it's the relationships you build. I just had Dennis McKinnon on my show, which again, I thought he was just involved in the foundation. Didn't know he was a Chicago Bear 1985. Just had him on my show just about 5 minutes before you live streaming. And Dennis talks about the power of his relationships and brand. If you become a podcaster and you keep going and you build relationships, you're getting through the gatekeepers. Neil Patel talks about this as well. Neil says the same thing. He says, literally, he says some of his colleagues have created podcasts just to build relationships that led to business opportunities. Yeah. And it's, but you got to have a great show. You got to build a relationship. So they say, well, I really enjoy being on, so you can move forward to the next conversation. And yeah, somehow I ask the right questions, build relationships with everyone, and everyone that's been on my show, I can reach out to and have them on my show again. And I think that's the power of podcasting, that, but people have to really learn the craft. Let's talk about your coaching business now.
Sure. So I am a readiness coach. I help people get ready for their next opportunity. And so what I've been working on for some of my clients, I've been doing speaker training. And so looking at the entrepreneur and people who have a real inner purpose, helping them get ready for stages, whether that be their next YouTube video, podcasting, LinkedIn, getting on an actual stage and getting paid for it. But really what it is getting ready and building the presentation skills that they need so that they're confident when they get up on the stage, they're confident when the microphone goes red and you're recording. And so, because it's nerve wracking.
And you have that, you already have that gene because your father.
Yes. I think so.
You do. Okay. I'll say that. Okay.
I had this thought, you know, it's like, you must always be ready because you don't know who's going to be backing out and you're the person that they're calling next. And I don't mind being that person, Neil. I don't mind being the backup person. But let me tell you, if you say, Julie, I need you to co-host with me. Julie, I need you to be on this live with me. So
you better have your phone ready because you met me. Because if you've noticed the celebrities I'm interviewing as I went back to this awesome celebrity tour, you never know when there's an opportunity. And I'm interviewing 30 to 40 shows a week. It's crazy. And it's going to probably be up to 50 to 60. And the reason I decided to do that is because I can. But it's fun. And so I make the way I was on Clubhouse for 7 or 8 hours running a room on Club Pod, I've decided to create it here. And now I'm seeing the power of live streaming. A lot of people, when they see I push live, now they come back.
Wow.
And I'm getting more and more. And hopefully with what Twitter X is doing, I can launch 2 Twitter X and have them all running at the same time. Who knows? But I love the idea of what you're doing with coaching. My recommendation for you is you really got to go after these people that are ultimately in the C-suite that are trying to do what you did. And they're the ones that can't have any idea of what to do when they promote. So for example, I was working with a specific CEO that is launching her book, but she knows how to market from a specific area, but she has no idea when it comes to personal branding. And you know, from what you learned from your father, and how he would handle celebrities and how he was such a showman. You have become that type of showman as well. And you're not afraid to get on camera. That's it. You learned it probably potentially from Clubhouse. I don't know. I think we all have Clubhouse stories that will thank Clubhouse for a million years, but do we want to go back to that? No, even though
I'm still on Clubhouse, by the way.
I sleep in Daraj Global's room every night. So there's my, on Clubhouse. I sleep through his meditations. They're powerful. And it's changed my life after I came back from Texas to Pittsburgh. And it's really been a game changer for me. But that's with the power of law of attractions, power of creation and what I've learned. And to go through a book every night, almost sleeping through it is a powerful tool. But I do go on Clubhouse sometimes, but it's interesting you say you still go on Clubhouse.
Well, only because I have 2 segments on Breakfast with Champions now.
Oh, see? Now you see, you stepped over Mr. Me OG back in the day, even though I did make one more run back into Clubhouse when Threads came out and I was becoming an OG again. And then they made the changes in Clubhouse, which I don't like at all. They stink. And you know what? I'm going to tell the CEOs, you are the worst people that have blown money completely. Because if you would have sold to LinkedIn or somewhere else, you'd be on a beach. Now you have something that's worth nothing.
Oh, wow. That would have been the best thing if LinkedIn, because I do some LinkedIn audios as well.
I've never tried that. And I'm happy to jump on with you at one point in time. All right. Best place people can find information on you and hire you. Where can they go?
Best place, easiest place, julieriga.com. And I'm also very active on LinkedIn. So if you want to find any of my great content, check me out on LinkedIn. Hit me up at julieriga.com. You can learn more about my book, my podcast, my programs, and my coaching.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.